This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're wrapping up our review of our big winter bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time. It seems like me time was a hot topic during the pandemic as people realized that self-care matters. Work-life balance, finding that equilibrium in your life, that time to pursue your passions or hobbies or exercise, or just time to close your eyes and think. Our book basically presented 101 different ways that our writers found their best form of me time. And today I'm going to share six of those with you, six ways to incorporate me time into your life. And if these don't work for you, I'm sure they'll get you thinking about your own best path to that critical time for yourself. So here's the first tip. It's make your own perfect vacation, even if you stay at home. And Anne Oakland tells us this story. She was working full-time, attending college classes, and going through a divorce. Her coworkers often urged her to take a vacation. And their constant suggestions about taking a vacation stressed her out even more. One Friday, a coworker asked Anne what she was doing for the weekend, and Anne found herself responding with a fib. "Oh, I'm taking a mini vacation, just a little weekend holiday." Well, that quieted her coworker, but now Anne needed a plan. So on the way home from work, she stopped at a convenience store and bought lots of soda and snacks, and then she went on her own form of vacation, spending the whole weekend reading novels, drinking soda, and eating snacks. When Anne went back to work on Monday after her imaginary vacation, her coworkers said, "Wow, you must have had a great vacation. You look so rested." And that's when she realized that she was, and she wasn't even stressed anymore either. All right, here's another tip, which is get creative and you'll find a way to incorporate self-care into your routine. So sometimes we know what's good for us, but we can't figure out how to squeeze it into our busy days. Sister Josephine Palmieri, a high school teacher, loved taking walks at the end of her 7-hour school days, but she also loved counseling the students who came to see her after school with their personal problems. After missing her late afternoon walk a couple of days in a row because of helping students, Sister Josephine realized that she could do both. She could continue counseling her students by inviting them to join her on the walks. She says it became a pattern, and she points out the benefit to the kids too, because they breathed deeper, moved their bodies, and experienced nature. She concludes her story by saying, "In the steady stride, inhale and exhale rhythm with fresh oxygen flowing to the brain, these kids find relief from the pressures and frustrations they face. And I've lost 10 pounds." So we started that story with a quote from Hippocrates that goes like this: "Walking is man's best medicine." And it was notable how many of the 101 stories in our book about making me time involved walking and the ways that it's life-changing for our writers. So Sister Josephine got those students outside in nature, walking and talking. And our next tip definitely applies to teenagers too, but also to all of us. And this tip is turn off your devices and turn off the noisy world. So getting outside in nature, exercising, and disconnecting from the world is the theme of Noam Pauletti's story about the time his dad took him camping and neglected to mention that there would be no cell service where they were going. Noam would be trapped in the forest for 4 days without talking to his girlfriend, following his friends on social media, or being part of all the text conversations that teenagers feel are so important. Of course, Noam discovered some advantages to his time in the wilderness. He started to notice the sights and sounds of nature, enjoying the peaceful world he and his dad were experiencing. He says, "Those 4 days passed in a flash. I hiked, I swam, I fished. I learned fishing is boring, even in my newly enlightened state. I spoke less than usual, and I listened more than I had before." Well, 15 years have passed since that trip, and Noam says he carries that lesson to this day. He says, "Whenever I feel like my inner self is slipping, like I'm ignoring the little voice in my head that needs a break, I take a page out of my dad's guide. I pack up the tent and drive until my phone shows those two magic words, no service." A lot of our writers found their me time by pursuing passions they had put on hold for a long time. So our tip number 4 is follow your passion and find yourself again. After being home for months during the pandemic, Melissa Face realized that no one was calling her by name anymore. She was mom or mama, but never Melissa because she wasn't going out to work anymore. After a few months, Melissa decided to treat herself to something that was just for her. She'd always wanted to take a particular writing class, but she couldn't due to childcare concerns. But now, because of the pandemic, the course was offered remotely, so she could attend it from home while her husband watched the kids for 2 hours every Tuesday night. Well, the first writing prompt in the first class was to start with, quote, "Right now I am, dot, dot, dot," and then continue to write whatever she wanted after that. After 10 minutes, the instructor said, "Melissa, we'll start with you." And Melissa started reading, "Right now I am happy. I am happy to be interacting with other adults, happy to be writing, and especially happy to hear my name." All right, tip number 5 from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time, is learn to breathe. So Dawn Marie Mann says that the stress that she experienced from everyday life was overwhelming. She couldn't seem to relax about anything, and she was always worrying about something happening to her children, and then there was money that was worrisome too. She felt like she couldn't breathe. So she signed up for a yoga class to learn how to breathe properly and de-stress. But after the 8-week class ended, Dawn went back to her old ways. Finally, she decided to try yoga again. She had loved it, even though she hadn't retained what she'd learned. And this time, Dawn got it. She learned how to breathe deeply into her abdomen, and she found that her stress was disappearing. Her body was relaxing, and so was her mind. She says, "Life has happened since then, good things and bad, and the reel of worries hasn't prevented or produced a single event. Ironically, in learning how to control my breath, I learned how to let go of control. Now, when the worries start creeping in, I just breathe." And finally, here's my 6th tip from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time. And this is to treat yourself as well as you would treat a guest. And this is from a story that I contributed to the book about how I surprised my landscaper in the spring of 2020 when I asked him to plant more flowers than he ever had before. He said most of his clients were asking for fewer flowers because they knew they wouldn't be entertaining in the summer of the pandemic. But I explained that the flowers were for me and my husband because we'd be home all summer and we wanted the property to be pretty just for us. And this was the start of a new commitment we made at the beginning of the pandemic to treat ourselves as well as we would treat a guest. We drank better wines. We used up those fancy scented soaps that had been waiting for the right occasion. We replaced our scratchy old towels with nice new ones. We had our house and patios power washed. We fixed the outdoor lighting that had broken years earlier. We refurbished all the things in the house that had been neglected because they were in the rooms that were never seen by visitors. And how much did all of this extravagance cost us? Well, it cost us less than a normal short vacation at an inn where we would have been treated as valued guests. So we just treated ourselves that way. And I started my story with a quote from Elizabeth Gilbert, which is this: "Often we fail to act in our best interests in the chaos of the present moment, denying ourselves loving tenderness." So the story was that you should treat yourself with that loving tenderness as well as you would treat an honored guest. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to today's Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. And please make sure you subscribe to it on Apple or Google or however you like to get your podcasts delivered to you. And if you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, sign up for our daily newsletter. You'll get a free story in your email every day. You can just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of inspirational stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You, which is a book about finding your true self and being happy with who you already are.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.